From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. After a day of progress in resolving some of the issues the main Syrian opposition group wants addressed to participate in peace talks, the UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, is holding more separate sessions today with opposition figures and representatives of the government. Middle East scholar Peter Bechtol spoke with VOA about the talks.
I think it was a success that they showed up in the first place, because for years now, the opposition has demanded that any solution to the Syrian conflict requires that first President Assad and his government step down. And this has obviously not happened, and the fact that they are coming, which they didn't want to do, is a success to be attributed to Staffan de Mistura.
So-called proximity talks are meant to lay the groundwork for eventual direct negotiations. The Saudi Gazette newspaper reports that authorities there have arrested 9 American citizens and 24 others as terror suspects during the past week. Report did not say if any of the suspects were linked to the Islamic State militants, which carried out several deadly attacks against security forces and Shiites in recent months. Uganda says it has arrested a military general who opposes the government's longtime president, Yoweri Museveni, because he broke laws barring officers from supporting candidates in an election. A government spokesman said that General David Sejusa was actively engaged in supporting bipartisan politics and made statements urging people to avoid voting in the February 18th presidential election because he believed it to be a sham. This is VOA News. Government of Burundi is satisfied by the African Union decision to hold off sending troops to Burundi. African heads of state, who held a summit for 2 days in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, could not reach a consensus on the AU recommendation to send a 5,000-member protection force to Burundi to help ease their political unrest. AU will send a high-level delegation to Burundi to continue their consultations and a possible deployment. Political violence in Burundi erupted last year when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would seek a third term. World Health Organization meeting today trying to decide whether the Zika virus is a threat to global health. In Brazil, there have been about 4,000 cases of birth defects, which health officials say could be linked to pregnant women infected from Zika-carrying mosquitoes. World Health Organization, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, and the Pan American Health Organization warn the Zika virus could affect as many as 4 million people. Well, after months of campaigning and debates, voters in the U.S. state of Iowa are about to have their first say in the 2016 race for U.S. president. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has a preview from Iowa's capital, Des Moines.
The top presidential contenders in both parties made a final appeal for votes Sunday on the eve of the Iowa caucus, the official launch of the 2016 campaign. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump projected confidence during a campaign stop in Council Bluffs.
You have a lousy record, 16 years, and you haven't picked a winner. Please pick a winner this time, okay? I'm going to win.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, slightly trailing Trump in the latest poll, also made an impassioned plea. Polls show a close race among Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Both of them made closing arguments Sunday. Clinton targeted some of the Republican contenders.
So stick with me. Stick with a plan. Stick with the experience. Stick with the ideas that will actually work for our country.
Sanders has been gaining on Clinton and is pushing for a big turnout. Jim Malone, VOA News, Des Moines.
And you can follow U.S. political news and the VOA coverage of the Iowa caucuses at our website, voanews.com. Myanmar began a new chapter in its history today as its democratically elected parliament convened its first session, formally ending a half century of military rule. Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi led newly elected lawmakers from her National League for Democracy party into the parliament chambers. NLD trounced the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party by winning 80% of the elected seats in both houses of parliament.
That's the latest world news from VOA.